Nolte, 5 days later, Joe Biden campaign has yet to deny teleprompter use for TV interviews. By John Nolte on September 15, 2020. Is Democrat nominee Joe Biden's mind so enfeebled he's being fed answers on a teleprompter while doing television interviews? So far, the Biden campaign is not only not denying this credible allegation, the campaign is refusing to deny it when asked directly about it. For 5 days now, screenshots have flown around social media of what looks like a teleprompter set up to help slow Joe in what are supposed to be, in what are advertised as, off-the-cuff interviews. Responsible media outlets like Breitbart News are reporting the story, while the fake national media circle the wagons and ignore it. What we have here is pretty damning. Video that shows Biden holding up a large photo of himself with his sons to a camera while being interviewed a few months ago during an appearance on CBS's The Late Show. The Biden photo is framed in glass, and when he holds it up, it appears to catch the reflection of his teleprompter. When Brett Baier of Fox News asked Biden Press Secretary TJ Dukla last week if Biden ever uses a teleprompter for interviews or digital town halls with voters, Dukla freaked out and refused to answer. "We are not going to, Brett, this is straight from the Trump campaign talking points," he said. Baier asked for a simple yes or no. Dukla kept spassing out, "I'm not going to allow the Trump campaign to funnel their questions through Fox News and get me to respond to that." 5 days later, we still have no denial, no answer whatsoever to a perfectly reasonable and important question. What's more, this is far from the first time enfeebled Joe has had to deal with this. He's frequently been seen awkwardly using cheat notes during roundtable sessions. What's more, the aging former vice president spewed the non sequitur top line message during an interview with a South Florida television station less than 2 weeks ago. Top line message is an instructional note used in teleprompters. "I understand that Cuba, along with Russia and China, has contributed to the political impasse in Venezuela as well. What's the president doing? Look, Venezuela." Top line message is President Trump's policy is an abject failure, Biden said. "I shouldn't have to point out why this story matters. If Biden is in such bad mental shape he can't handle a local television interview without someone furiously typing the answers to him on a teleprompter, how is a man so mentally frail ever going to do the job of the presidency? A physically demanding job unlike any other. If he can't handle questions being asked by a suck-up like The Late Show's James Corden, how is a man so mentally frail allowed outside of the house on his own? Plus, it's a cover-up. The Biden campaign is hiding Biden's mental deterioration from voters, and doing so with the help of a corrupt national political media that wouldn't care if Joe Biden were dead or a Nazi or the man from Mars. They just want Trump out, no matter the cost to our country." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.